Person, what about this pasuk for? Hanot min asvara, hanot min asvara, that a kohen gadol only brings the power if there was a psak. Why? Tzibur moitzi michlal yochid. When the tzibur does the chet, they have a new special korban different than a yochid. A yochid has to bring a kisva or yisira. A tzibur, they bring a power. When the tzibur listens to the psak of the bezna gadol, they have to bring a power. So if so, Tzibur is Moitzi Michlal Yochid, Moshiach, a Kohen Gadol also is Moitzi Michlal Yochid. The Torah says by a Kohen Gadol, his korban on a chet is the power, not a regular Sawyer Bekisva. If so, the Svarah should be Ma Tzibur, just like by a korban Tzibur. Ein Chayovim, El Al Helem Dover, Im Shigagas Maisa, that was the first Mishnah. When is this new korban power? Only if the Bezna go to Paskin, and the Tzibba listen to the Bezdin. So after that, the Svara now, Af Moshiach, the same thing with a Kohen Gadol. Lo Yechayv, it should only be Chayv a korban, El Al Helem Dover, just like the Tzibba only were first he Paskin wrong. There was a Psak Halochi, he Paskin, that he's allowed to eat the Shevut, Im Shigagas Maisa. And secondly, he went and actually listened to his psak. So Hurin Svara, I should say, a Kohen Gadol is like the Tzibur. Morris says no. So then the question would be, why do we need the posik lash masom? So Morris says no. I klach derosu. Maybe we'll go the other way. Let's think a little bit differently. That nosi moitzi michlal yochid. Nosi, that's like the melech, or the highest position in Klal Yisrael. He's also moitzi michlal yochid. And Nossi also has a special korban. Rashi says the bechlal em nefesh achas who might be called the yochid may be kisva oy sira, but Nossi may be soyer. And Nossi has to bring a zochor and only a sir, only a goat, a he goat. That's all that a Nossi can bring. He doesn't have the choice to bring a kisva or a sira. It's only a soyer. So it comes out a Nossi also has a special halacha different than a regular yochid. So Nossi is moitzi mechlal yochid. And also Moshiach Moitzi Michlal Yochid. Or Kohen Gadol has a special parsha in Vayikra Dalet. That when the Kohen Gadol does the chet, he has a special korban, he brings a power, not a kisva or sira. And so maybe, Ma Nosi may be Beshigas Maisa, B'loi Helam Dovor, in the parsha of the Melech. If the king makes a mistake, he's chayiv, his special soyer, even though he made a normal mistake like any other Yochid. It does not have to be through a psak of Bezdin. Stam, he went home, and by mistake he ate chalev, he thought it was shumin. So Lachor is a Nasi, has to bring a korban. Even though it's a special korban is soyer, but it brings a korban on Shigas Maisa Bilvad. So maybe, Af Mashiach, the same thing, the Kohen Gadol, maybe Bishigas Maisa Buloi Helam Dover. Maybe he could also bring a korban, even though he did not make a psak. Maybe without a Helam Dover. Like who says the Kohen Gadol first has to paskin, make a roh, that it was mutter for him to eat the chaylev, and then he eats the chaylev b'shoigig, that's where it's chayav a korban. Maybe no, maybe a Kohen Gadol is like a melech. So, maybe that's why I need the posuk liyash masom. So Mor says now, nira l'midoyma, let's see to who is a Kohen Gadol like. Tzibur, when the Tzibur listens to the Bezna Gadol, and Rav Tzibur listens to that psak, so Bapar, the Tzibur, the special korban, is a par. We'll see later on why, but Tzibur does not have to bring a korban Oshem Toli. If they do the Chet, and they have a suffix, whether they did the Aveir or not, there's no parsh of Oshem Toli by a Tzibur. Rashi says, Vosh, the Oshem Toli, the Nefesh Kisechete, he's only a person that's chayiv b'shoigeg without a helam dover. You do not need a psak. Mashenka tzibur, there's only chayiv korban if there was a psak destined first. So therefore, there's no chayiv oshem toli on a tzibur. Now, u'moshiach, the same thing by a Kohen Gadol. When a Kohen Gadol gives off his psak, and he listens to the psak, he also has to bring the power. He has to bring a power, the posuk says. So chorz doyma to a tzibur. And secondly, v'yein maybe yashem toli. We'll also see why. A Kohen Gadol does not bring a korban yashem toli. Could be for the same reason. That an yashem toli is only if you do the chet b'shegeg without a helam dover, without a psak halacha. And here a Kohen Gadol, we're going to say now that he's only chayiv with a psak halacha first. So therefore a Kohen Gadol does not bring a noshim toli. So if so, there's a svara to say that a Kohen Gadol in svara is like a tzibur. If so, ma tzibur. Ein a chayiv el helam dover. A tzibur is only chayiv if it was first a psak from the Bezna Gadol. And now the tzibur listens to the psak im shivgas maisa. If later on they do the action, so there should be a svara now without a pasuk af Mashiach. The same thing should apply to a Kohen Gadol, that lo yechayiv el al helam dover im shivgas maisa, only if there was a psak halacha. Now the Gemara soon going to ask, Oshem Toli is not a good proof, because what's the reason why a Kohen Gadol does not have an Oshem Toli? Only because he needs a psak halacha for his carbon. Now a goof for asking, who said that? How do we know that a Kohen Gadol is only chayiv with the helam davar? Maybe a Kohen Gadol is chayiv without a psak halacha, just a normal shaygig. So Gemara is going to retract soon and say, Oshem Toli is not a good proof. Like an Oshem Toli is only lefi halacha, lefi emes. That you tell me a Kohen Gadol is only chayiv if he first passed in wrong and then he listened, now you understand why he's potter from an Oshem Toli. But right now we do not know that fact, that he's only chayiv with a psak halacha. We're trying to find out, how do you know that? So if you want to find out how do you know it, you can't tell me, learn it out from a tzibur, because he has no Oshem Toli. No, maybe he does not need a psak halacha first, and therefore he would have a korban Oshem Toli. So Oshem Toli is not the main factor. The main factor is that the both chayiv apar. When the tzibur does the chet, the chayiv apar, and the pasuk says the Kohen Gadol also has to bring a par. So the svara, he's only chayiv if he first had a psak. Tamura says no, by klach l'derek zu, let's look at the other angle. Nosi mevi siro, b'avonis kechovim. When the Nosi, when the king, does an aveira, a chet b'shoigig of avoidu zoro, he has to bring a siro, special korban a siro. O mevi oshem vadei, and he also has to bring an oshem vadei. Now o Mashiach, when the Kohen Gadol does this mistake, mevi siro b'avonis kechovim, he also has to bring a siro, b'avonis kechovim. Different than other than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says the chzib apash shlak l'cho anoshim v'zechovim v'nefesh d'yechad yochad yechad nosi v'mashma v'mei v'yoshim v'aday b'y nosi b'y Mashiach v'siv v'yoshim v'yasham gzelus v'yasham ilos nefesh v'mashiach v'nosi b'chlal nefesh. Kids are both yechidim. So a nosi, a melech, and a Kohen Gadol have this in common, that if they do the chet of Avodah Zarah, they both have to bring a sira. And both of them have a parasha of an Oshem Vadai. If they're over the Yisra, Sham Gezelot, or Mila, they have to bring a Korban Oshem. If so, maybe I should learn out, Ma Nosi, just like a regular Melech. Maybe B'shigas Maisa, if a king makes a mistake, and he eats Chalif, he thought it was Shuman, and he eats it now, he's Chayiv a Korban. His Korban is a Sayer, even though there was no Psak Halacha. So maybe Af Moshiach, the same thing by a Kohen Gadol, should also be maybe b'shigas maisa. It's enough just the fact he did the action b'shigay without a psak halacha. Sam the Kohen Gadol woke up one morning and he thought it's shumin and he ate it and really it was chaylev. Maybe he's also chayiv his korban par. So now Talmud Lema, the pasuk has to come and teach us liyash matzom. It says in the pasuk v'yikra dalid by the Kohen Gadol that his chet is like a ashmas om, like the chet of the am of a tzibur. So it says clearly, Harehu Mashiach Kitzibur, that the chet of the Kohen Gadol is like the same korban that a tzibur brings. So, ma tzibur, when does the tzibur have the chiv to bring their special power, whether it's upon Bezdin or upon the Shvatim, but when do they have the special power? And the Meviela al Helem Dover, only if there was a psak from the Bezdin Gadol first, in Shigas Maisa. If then secondly, Roig of the Tzibur has to listen to this psak. So I tell you, that's the pasuk Liash Masom, that Af Mashiach, the same thing, a Kohen Gadol has the same halacha. And then maybe he only brings his special power, Ela Al Helam Dover, is first he gave the psak. He had to sit down first to paskin that this type of chaylev is muta. In Shigas Maisa. And then he goes and makes a mistake, he eats it, that's when he's chayiv his par. So that's why I need the pasuk liyash matom, because otherwise I would have learned out a Kohen Gadol from a melech. So Mora says no. Ema, why don't I say matzibur hoyro v'yoso achrov for hoyrosoi chayovim? that the tzibor, that the bezna god las the paskin. And then, when are they chayav the korban? Only if a tzibor, other people, listen to them. So maybe yaf mashiach, the same thing the kohen gadol, ki shohero, v'yosu achro barosoi. Maybe he'll only be chayav a par if two things happen, that he paskins and he eats, and also other people also listen to him. Maybe we need other people to listen to his psak also. The same way a tzibor is chayiv only if a tzibor listens to the psak of Bez Nagodol. Yei chayiv. This Gemara says no. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says clearly, v'hikriv al chato soy ashechoto. That means al ma shechoto who may be. A kohen gadol only has to bring for his own private chet that he did. For his chet, does he have to bring a par? But I'll tell you, maybe Alma Shechoto Acherim, but he does not bring a power for the aver of other people. Not only for them, but he does not need them. Because his chiyuv is for his own chet. It has nothing to do with other people. And if other people listen to him, they're only like regular yechidim. They have their own chiyuv chatis, a kesev or a soyer, zero. But he would not have to bring a power. This power is only for the Kohen Gadol himself when he did the chet. After he himself paskin, it was mutter. Now, Omama, what did we say before, the question we asked before, Moshiach Bepar, V'yein Mev Yoshim Toli. He wanted to bring a reason in Svar without the Pasuk that a Kohen Gadol should be like a Tzibur. And we said two reasons. Just like a Kohen Gadol, his carbon is the Par, and he does not bring an Yoshim Toli. So the question is, Minolon, V'yein Mev Yoshim Toli. How do we know at this point of the game that we do not know clearly yet that a Melech needs that a Kohen Gadol needs a psak, So if so, if we do not know yet that needs a psak, how do we know he doesn't bring an Yoshim Toli? I mean, all that they ain't maybe Yoshim Toli. If Kuring Yat said, because the Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk that says, V'chi per olav ha-koyin, al shigagosoi, asher shogag. It says in the Pasha of Yoshim Toli. Again, that's when you do a chet, and you're not sure you did the chet at all. So you have to bring an Yoshim Toli to protect you in the meantime. But the pasuk says, "Al shigosa sheshogag." So idashin mi shechatosa v'shigosa shavo, meaning that any time you do this chet b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban without a psak bezdin. So yotzo mashiach, it goes out from your kohen gadol she shigosa v'chatosa shavoi. He's not like a regular yochid that he's only chayv a korban if he first paskin wrong. There has to be a psak by a kohen gadol. How do we know this? Tefsiv only got the pasuk says liyash masom harei hu mashiach ketzibor liyash masom, that a kohen gadol is only chayv a special par if he's like the tzibor, meaning that he first has the paskin that he's allowed to eat the chaylev, and then he makes the mistake and eats the chaylev. But if he does not have the psak first, he's potter from his korban. So since he needs a psak first, that's why he's potter from the korban noshim toli. But the question is, Ad kan lekomalei. Right now, the Gemara before was going like asking the question, why do we need the pasuk liyash matom? I should know it's minat svara that a kohen gadol is like the tzibur. Now, if I do not have a pasuk yet, then I do not know that he's potter from an oshem toli. Like I do not know yet that the kohen gadol needs a psak first. Maybe a kohen gadol is also chayiv on a regular shoygeg. He's chayiv a korban. So how could you bring me a proof to say, since I know that he's potter from a korban oshem toli, that's the reason to say in svara he's like the tzibur. In svara, I do not know yet that a kohen gadol needs a psak. Svara says true. Ela oshem kidei naspa. Take out oshem. That's not the proof. Oshem toli is only lefi emes after we have the pasuk liyash masom that the chet of a kohen gadol is like the chet of a tzibur. Now I know from the pasuk that kohen gadol is only chayiv if he had a psak first. He has to paskin for himself first. I hold up the halacha, this chaylev is muta, and then he eats the chaylev, is chayev a korban. So now I know he's potter from a noshem toli, because noshem toli is only on a chet without a psak halacha. But before I have the pasuk lashem asam, I do not know this. Someone says, true, take it out. In the first part of the brisa, when we came out of minas svara, it's not from the diyuk of noshem toli, but just the fact of par and par. Just like a tzibur has to bring a par, and a kohen gadol brings a par, that's the svara to say a kohen gadol should be just like a tzibur. But the fiyamis, we need the pasuk, but after the pasuk of lash masam, that's the chiddush that a kohen gadol has a special parshan of ikra dalad by himself, that when he does a chet, that Yechayev Koros B'mezid doesn't b'shegeg, he's chayev as special power. When? Only if he paskin first, then he's allowed to do it. And then he listens to the psak, that's when he's chayev. But if there wouldn't have been a psak first, just he wakes up and makes the mistake and eats the chelev that he thinks is shumin, he's potter from a korban. The other Mishnah says, what's going to be hora b'fnei atzmoi, v'osa b'fnei atzmoi, mischapala b'fnei atzmoi, korpshita, that the Kohen Gadol paskin for himself, and he did what the way he paskin, and then he comes out, it was a whole mistake, so he's chayav to bring a korban. But what's going to be hora im hatzibur, v'osa im hatzibur? What's going to be that both the Kohen Gadol paskin, that this chelev is mutter, and also the Beis Din HaGadol also paskin the same sack? They also paskin that this chelev is muta. So what's going to be now? So mischapel lo im hatzibur. I tell you, the Kohen Gadol does not have to bring his own special korban. He's included in the tzibur. Since the tzibur listened to the Beis Din HaGadol, and they have a chiyuv now to bring this power, the Kohen Gadol has his kapara with the tzibur. Shein Beis Din chayovim, and the reason is because they both have the exact same chiyuvim. Shein Beis Din chayovim. That just like the Beis Din HaGadol, when is there the chiyuv power we had before? If they pass and they made a mistake on something, that they're mevatel miksas of the mitzvah, but not completely. That they pass in certain chelev is muta. Not all chelev is muta, only the chelev ala dakin, or the chelev ala cave on top of the stomach or the intestines. That chelev is muta. But the rest of chelev is also. V'chein ha-mashiach. The same svar as by Kohen Gadol, that he's only chayiv if he first gave out a psak that he's allowed to do something, which also mixas of the aver he was matter, but mixas not. So since the din of a Kohen Gadol is the same malacha like a tzibur, it's a svar to say that when the tzibur brings their power for the same type of a chet that the Kohen Gadol does, he has his kapora with the korban of the tzibur. So loy b'avaras kichovim, ad shiur v'levata mixas l'kai mixas, the Kohen goes back on both. That the tzibur and the Kohen Gadol are both not chayiv if they paskin wrong on the chet of avoy dezoro, unless like we had before, the only paskin you allowed to bow down, but not other averus. They're not matter avoy dezoro completely, only the mixas. So since a tzibur and a Kohen Gadol is like one another, that's the svara when they both paskin on the same avera, the Kohen Gadol has his kapara with the tzibur. Now, how do I know this? The Tana Rabbonin, hoyre im hatzibur. Let's say the Kohen Gadol paskin the same mistake that the Beis Din HaGadol made for the tzibur. V'yosi im hatzibur, and he also acted. They both, the tzibur and the Kohen Gadol, did the avera. So yoch or yovi parli atzmoi, I would have thought in svara maybe the Kohen Gadol still has to bring his own power. He did his chet al pi his psak. Maybe he has to bring his own power. And really, v'dinu, there's a svara like this. Nosi moitzi mekla yochid. A melech a nosi, he has a different halacha than a yochid, like we had before. The nosi has to only bring a soyer, a he-goat, whereas the tzibur or other people, they can bring either a kisva or a sira. So melech has his own halacha. Now, u'mashiach moitzi mekla yochid. When the Kohen Gadol does a chet, he also has a special locha. He has to bring a par and not a kisva. If so, ma nosi, just like the melech. Chot bifnei atzmoi, maybe bifnei atzmoi. When he does the chet by himself, he brings his own korban. Chot to im atzibur does the chet with the rest of the tzibur. Mischapel im atzibur, when the tzibur brings the par. It frees the melech also. If so, and so I should say, af moshiach, the same thing by Kohen Gadol. Chote b'fneyatz moi true, maybe b'fneyatz brings the Rosh Hashanah, but maybe chote matzibor, when the Kohen Gadol does the same chet with the tzibor, maybe mischaplu matzibor, he could have his kapora with the tzibor. So in Svar I would know this. Then we say no, loyim or matzibinosi, no, maybe it was only said by the melech, shekein mischaplu loyim matzibor b'yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur there's no special cover for the melech. The melech has his kapar and Yom Kippur with the rest of Klal Yisrael. But to Yom Eba Mashiach, but the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Shei Mischap Lo Yom HaTzibur, he has a special power for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Yeah. So, it ain't Mischap Lo Yom HaTzibur B'Yom HaKippurim. So hoyel, if so, v'yeyeschapele yematzibel yom akipurim, yochla, I would have thought to say, yovi parli atzmoi, maybe now also he has to make, well, even though he made the same mistake that Tziba made, and the same wrong sack that Kohen Gadol made as the Bezma Gadol, maybe still a Kohen Gadol always needs his own kapara. Talmud Leimon, just the Pasuk says no. Talmud Leimon says, v'yikra dalit, al chatosai ashechoto. Only on his own private chet, he only has to bring korban for his own chet, but not when he does the chet with a tzibur. For chet that has to come out, chot the bifnei atzmoi. If he's the only one that did this chet, then maybe bifnei atzmoi. True. Then it's called al chatzos al shechoto. The korban is brought for his own private chet. But chot him at tzibur. But if he does the chet with the tzibur, then the pasuk is mashma mischap lo yim at tzibur. Yes, the kohen gadol has his kapara with the tzibur with the same power. Since it's a par that Tziba brings now, and his korban is a par also, he has his kapara. Now, Hechidom, what are we talking about over here? It comes out that both the Kohen Gadol paskin wrong, and the Bezma Gadol paskin wrong. So what are we talking about? Hechidom, Eli Moduhu Mufla, usually the Kohen Gadol was a big Talmud Chacham also. So if you want to tell me that the Kohen Gadol was the Mufla of the Bezma Gadol, the Mufla means like the Rosh Yeshiva, the head in charge. We had before, the Mishnah before said, that if the Bezna Gadol made a psak without the Mufla, the Rosh Yeshiva wasn't, it's not called a good psak. Even if they had 71 people, but if they make the psak without their Mufla, it's not called a psak. So, if you want to tell me, the who Mufla? The Kohen Gadol, he was the Mufla. Vehein ain't a Muflayim, and the rest of the 71 there. If they're not Muflayim, they don't know as much as the Kohen Gadol knows. If so, pshita to mischapla b'fnei atzmoi. For sure then the Kohen Gadol needs his own kapara. It would not be enough with the cows or far. Why? Because harua d'lohoin v'lei klum, their harua means nothing. Since the Bezna Gadol paskin without the mufla, it's not called a psak. If so, boi yasuya kis v'yisira kochad v'chad, it's like only yechidim did the chet. There was no harois bezdin. Every yachid brings his own private chatis, and pshita the Kohen Gadol needs his own special power. So this can't be the case. Elamai, what the opposite way? V'diyinun mufloyim. Maybe the mufla, the Rosh Yeshiva, was in the Bezna Gadol. They knew the halachas clearly. Since we're saying, how can they make a mistake? We made a mistake. All right, they were the mufloyim. For who? And this Kohen Gadol, loy mufli, did not know so much. He was not a big Talmud Chacham. If so, am I mischapla b'fnei atzmoi, then why b'chlal does he have to bring his own special korban, even if the Bezna Gadol is not paskin, who are rodi dev lo klumu? If he does not know the halachas, it's not called a psak either. A psak only means if you're a dayan, roi to paskin. So if the Kohen Gadol himself is not a mufla, does not know the halachas, so it's not a mistake, it's not called a psak. So the Kohen Gadol himself would be potter from a special korban. So where's the case we're talking about here? Amra Papa to go and show you Muflaim Shnayim. Tertus, they both knew their stuff. You're saying, right, true, Mufla means there's